Collectors Comics.
Yeah, hi, is Keith in, please?
You're speaking to him.
Hi, Keith. My name is Ruben Goldstein. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Hanging in there. How about yourself?
It's been extremely busy last quarter, and it's getting busier every day, so I'm doing okay. Is now an okay time?
Yeah, sure.
Perfect. Can I give you my phone number because we get disconnected, Keith?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
Can I give you my phone number in case we get disconnected here?
Yeah, hang on just a sec. Let me get a pen. Okay.
It's 858-866-9102.
Okay, is there an extension?
That's my direct line.
Okay.
My name is Ruben Goldstein, and I understand you're looking, it looks like, for some working capital. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Perfect. Can you tell me a little about your business and about how much capital you're looking to get right now?
That's a good question. As much as humanly possible. I'm trying to expand. I own a retail store, and I'm trying to knock the wall out and then double the size of my store because we need it.
Okay.
And basically, that's it. You know, I just need some money for renovations and rent and security and all the rest of the nonsense. Burglar alarms, the whole bit.
Gotcha. And so for your store, do you currently lease your space or do you own it?
I lease it.
Okay, and are you taking basically over the space next door?
I would like to, yes.
Okay. And kind of an assumption here, but are you trying to do this for the holiday season?
It would be great if I could, but it's not really the thrust. I mean, it's something that I've been trying to get done for several months, but then I had some health issues and everything got knocked to the back burner, but now the health issues have passed, and I'm ready to rock and roll.
Glad to hear you. Those are done. I know those are always scary. In terms of your construction costs, about how much are you looking for right now? We do loans up to $2 million for unsecured capital, so I don't know if you're looking for that amount, but kind of in a perfect world, what are you looking for?
Well, if you gave me $2 million, I'd just close the store and retire.
Well, you got to pay it back, so that's a problem.
Oh, well, you know, you didn't say that. Okay, I'm guessing I'm looking for about anywhere for product and everything, and you know, carpeting and all of it. I'm probably looking for somewhere in the neighborhood of anywhere between $75,000 and $100,000 between construction costs and buying the product and signage and you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. And we have a few different products, so I can understand your needs. You mentioned burglar alarm signage. That's more of the equipment side of things. How much of this is construction and how much would be things like signage and burglar alarms?
Well, burglar alarm is kind of negligible, but, you know, it's probably a couple $100. But and that's with cameras and all the rest of it.
Gotcha.
But signage is probably somewhere in the neighborhood of $2,000. Construction would be somewhere in the neighborhood of $10,000. Of course, they have to knock down walls and, you know, rebuild and put lighting and wall units and showcases and all kinds of stuff. Product would probably be another $10,000 or $20,000 by the time I got done with the proper amount of product.
Okay.
So, and then, of course, there's that period of time when you have to have some money behind you when you're getting started, as it were, getting this whole thing built up.
All right. So probably your total cost is $2,000, $10,000, about $12,000, product about $20,000, so $32,000, probably some incidentals getting to $40,000, and some breathing room when to kind of get through the first few months as this spools up. Is that correct?
That is correct. Somewhere like I said, you know, $60,000 to $75,000.
Okay.
Plus, the new rent and the new utilities, and you know, everybody wants a taste of that. So, the overhead doubles basically because it's going to double the size of my store.
Absolutely. And Keith, when are you looking to get approved and funded? What's your timeline? What are your goals?
ASAP.
Okay. Keith, let me make sure I have your correct email. Is your email collectors, plural, comics, plural, at comcast.net?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is, and are you in front of your computer?
Yes.
All right. So actually, I can just guide you through this real quick.
All right. You want me to get on your website?
No. I'm actually going to send you an email real quick with my contact information.
Okay.
What kind of comics do you sell?
Everything from 1930s to the present.
Cool.
We have, and it's just not comics, it's comics, t-shirts, posters, games, action figures, model kits, what God knows what banks and new comics, back issue comics, Star Wars, Star Trek, just about anything you can think of. It's like a science fiction supermarket, science
gotcha.
Fiction fantasy supermarket.
Cool.
And you know, I'm looking around here just trying to think about what I forgot to tell you. There's just so much. I mean, I must have in inventory right now well over $1 million.
Okay.
It's just I'm floor to ceiling here right now. I need the room.
Okay. And Keith, what are you doing? What did you say on monthly or your annual sales?
That's a good question. Monthly sales are probably in the neighborhood of. Well, let's see. Well, let me reverse that. Right now, I'm paying anywhere at my cost from $10,000 to $15,000 a month for merchandise.
Okay.
So, figure anywhere between 20. I mean, just this week alone, I gave $4,000 for 1 week's worth of merchandise.
Okay.
So we're making, we're spending.
Okay.
But everything is so crowded in here right now. I've got a 1,500 square foot store. I definitely need 3,000 with a bigger warehouse area. And so that's basically what I'm looking at.
Okay.
Plus, I want to expand certain areas like my gaming and, I don't know if you know anything about this industry, but it's very fickle. So you have to have a wide variety of stuff, which we do. I've been doing this. This is my 40th year in business. And you're talking to an old fart. But I love it, I was one of the very first people in this industry, and years ago when I first got into it, everybody looked at him and says, what a jackass, he's opening up a comic book store in 1976, 75, whatever it was. And now I've gone from being a jackass to an entrepreneur. So it's all about perception.
Absolutely. Well, I know comics have become pretty collectible.
Look what's big in the movies now. Every movie,
yeah.
Captain America, Avengers, Spider-Man, everything, with Superman, Batman, it's going nuts.
I figure that you actually have, your customer base has gone from a lot of kids to actually a lot of kids and a lot of adults.
My average customer is probably between 30 and 40 years old.
Yeah.
We do a lot of work with the schools. We are affiliated with several schools. We set up at the schools, give away thousands of comics for free. The kids come in here, and when they bring me in their report cards for every A in a major subject, I give them a free $4 comic. If they bring me in straight A's, I give them five $4 comics. I give school teachers 25 comics a month for them to use as rewards or incentives or just to get the kids to read. We also started a program back in 2005 called Heroes for Heroes. You can probably look it up on the internet. We originally wanted to send 10,000 comics overseas to the soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan. The story hit the news. It hit the TV, radio, internet, newspapers. People started sending us thousands of comics from all over the country to send to our soldiers. At the end of 2015, we've sent over 650,000 comics. We've sent over 50,000 comics down locally here to forgotten soldiers. We do a tremendous amount of charity work. We just put out our Toys for Tots box. We do food drives, both for humans and animals. We are very community-oriented. As a matter of fact, this Friday is Veterans Day. Everybody in the armed forces or who has been in the armed forces is going to get 50% off on their entire purchase, regardless of what they want, half off. My granddaughter, God bless her, she's 4 years old. She'll be down here at 5 o'clock on Friday, and she's going to lead everybody in a Pledge of Allegiance, and then we're going to have food and drink and everybody for, So we do an awful lot with the community. We are a staple in the community, to be perfectly honest with you. We've been written
It sounds like you actually really enjoy what you do.
I've never worked a day in my life.
Okay. Sounds like it sounds like you're both, you love what you do, but you also are a business person and you see a huge opportunity to grow your business, and that could both benefit your community, but also make you some extra money, kind of a win on both ends, so to speak.
Yeah, it's a no-lose situation, plus the fact that the more I make, the more I'm able to give back.
Cool. Absolutely. So, Keith, can you go to your email real quick?
I found it. It says right-click here to download pictures. So I'm going to right-click here, download pictures. And now I am looking. It says your application is almost complete.
Well, you might have gotten an email after that. Did you
okay.
see it from Ari
Goldstein? I'm sorry. Yes, I got it. Ruben Goldstein, credit application.
Yeah. So what I needed to do is just fill in this application. It asks some information on credit cards. You can really leave that blank. We don't really need that. So you can just email me the application along with your last, most recently filed tax return. Have you filed your 2015 business tax return yet or no?
Of course. 2015?
1-5, correct.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. And then you'll email also... I'm sorry.
Take it easy. Relax. I ain't going anywhere.
Wrong pipe, I guess. What we'll also need is, do you use online banking?
Online banking. My wife generally does all the computer work. If you're going to ask me for my bank statements, yes, I can get those to you.
Correct. We just need the last 6 months, so if you can download those and email to them. If you don't use online banking, just fax them over or email, whatever's easiest. And then once we get them, do me a favor. Give me a ring. I'll shoot you back an email to confirm I received everything, but we're kind of inundated, so I want to make sure we don't miss your email. Give me a call. Just say, hey, Ruben, I want to make sure you receive this. I'll confirm. We'll get your file into underwriting and get a formal approval out to you in about 4 or 5 hours maximum.
All right. I'm trying to figure. My wife is probably going to have to do this. I can't figure. I'm looking at the pre-qualification form. Is that what you want?
Yeah, that is the credit application. Correct.
Okay, now, you want me to print this out, fill it in, and then fax it back to you?
Fax or scan email, whatever you prefer.
Yeah, you're talking Chinese to me, like I said. I'm not computer savvy. I'm
fax
lucky
is fine.
I found your email. I'll get my granddaughter. She's 4. She can do this. let's see. Okay, I see corporation. All right, I'm a corporation. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, so basically you just want your basic stuff. That's no big deal.
Perfect.
All right, and then I'll try to pull up my bank records on. I'm bank with Wells Fargo. I've been with them for years, and they're a great bank. So, okay, I'll take care of all that. When I get it together, I will get this to you probably by tomorrow.
Okay.
And I thank you so much for getting back to me as quickly as you did.
You got it, Keith.
You take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.